Are we allowed to swear on this thing?
You can swear all you want.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough. So there we go. That's right. Here it is, podcast, January 30th, 2022. Big convoy rolling through Canada, protesting the mask mandates and government outreach. We got our resident Canadian here, Chade Biggs, joining us in, telling us about what's going on in Canada now. Welcome, Chade.
Yeah. What's going on, boys?
Yeah.
More so, what's going on up there?
Yeah, it's wild. It really is. And they, obviously, the hot spot's Ottawa, but I mean, people are gathering in every city, every small town. I mean, I go out on my deck and you just hear horns going off.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I've been watching the live feed on YouTube. Yeah. It's been pretty interesting.
Yeah, and you know, it's just, it's like the, it was ready to go off eventually, I think, but.
Yeah,
it definitely, there was feelings of defeat for a long time. 2.5 years, I don't think people really understand until you're in that type of environment.
Like, right, and you guys had some of the biggest lockdown restrictions and COVID restrictions too, right?
I'm not sure about all that, but I just know, like, you know, when you got your so-called leader just calling you racist and calling you every fucking name because you don't believe in the narrative and you don't believe in the, you know, and all the time, right? And like, you know, people just cling on to the fear and it, but I don't know.
Yeah,
right?
we've got a leader that does that too.
It's happening, so.
Yeah, we have a leader that does that too, calls us racism bigots and, you know.
Yeah.
It just seems like
Go ahead, sir.
It just seems like when you use that much hyperbole, like, you don't get your own goals accomplished, and then you give validity to the side that you claim to hate. So it is just, I don't see how this is helping at all. You know,
it's not designed to help, right? It's designed to destruct.
Right.
I mean, I think we're all aware of that now. And it's just like they, you know, the biggest discouragement is the media. It's just like, man, like public enemy number one. It's just like.
Right.
It's just fucking crazy. And we, I told Chris last night, we don't have anybody here on the political side fighting for us. Nobody. They have all sold out. All parties have sold out to this agenda.
Damn.
So, and like, you watch the news and it's the same people that call in with the same directed questions. Not one time in the 2.5 years or however long this has been going on has anybody in the media ever reported, like Vitamin D, The Sun, you know what I mean, Get Out, and none of that, right? It's just no reports of any vaccine injuries or questioning it, nothing. It's just been one constant push of this vaccine. And it's just like, and when that's all you see, and for a majority of people, they're not awake like we are. They don't realize there's alternative news.
There's definitely some alternative news.
So it's like, you know, it's disheartening because it's like, you know, it's like you're living amongst aliens. It's like, wow,
yeah, aliens,
holy
that's
crap.
The truth.
I'm like, what is going on? Like, why can't you people wake up? Like, but, you know, what are you going to do? You got to be patient with them, I guess. You have no other choice because it's like you feel like you're outnumbered, but in reality, we weren't outnumbered. We are the majority, not the minority. I mean, and this is proof. It's happening right now. Like, this had to happen. Otherwise, it was game over. Like, at least this is giving hope, and that's all you need sometimes.
Yeah. I don't think the
slither of it, and we've had none for 2.5 years. Like I said, our so-called leaders in every single province have sold out to this whole thing, and as far as I can see, anyway.
Right.
And that, you know. So, yeah, it's been a hard go, man. It's hard too, and it's like, you know, minus 40, minus 30.
Yeah, the winter.
And you can't. You can't get out, and like, you're restricted enough, but like, nobody's outside really, right? Like,
no walks in the park now.
So. Yeah. But you know, I mean, as far as down here in America, you know, I myself, you know, and you know, I get filled up with, you know, like a lot of hope seeing this, you know, with, you know, when I first heard about the convoy starting out in Vancouver and saying they're headed to Ottawa to hear, you know, to protest the mandates and government outreach.
Right.
I was like, all right, who knew it was going to be the Canadians who like lit the fuse, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, it's definitely making waves across the world.
See it coming.
You know, I mean,
it didn't take long for it to get out, and then it was like, wow,
yeah,
it just spread like wildfire, right? Like
wildfire.
Because, like I said, people subconsciously know that this isn't right, right? It's like a part of their obviously the spirit's been crushed, but now it's like it's reborn, and it's
yeah.
I just hope that it continues, because the minute that it's let down,
It's going to go. Yeah. It's going to turn right back over again. But I really think these truckers are. Well, they said they're going to stay there in Ottawa until they do something about it. Right? They're going to continue to occupy it.
Yeah, and I think GoFundMe, they did freeze $8 million or $7 million, but I think it's all been unfrozen now.
Yeah,
so it's
I think I heard the guy who was like he was talking about it on somewhere. He said they've unfroze it, but they're making it really difficult for them to get a hold of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's run by Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're making it really difficult for them to get the funds.
Can't get your money.
Why are they ever used GoFundMe?
Yeah, that was my thoughts, too. I was like, that's a mistake.
It's probably because it's just the most popular that they can get out to the most, biggest amount of people. And what, they have like 5 million or something?
Yeah, they
like
had
that,
about five. They raised 5 million. They released like a million.
Not
then,
nothing. But yeah, that's stupid.
No, it's up to 8 million.
Yeah.
It's up to 8 million bucks. Yeah.
But
it's not going to I mean, people are going to keep funding it. But I think they use GoFundMe because a lot of people are, you know, it's like, you know, are already sketchy about giving out money over the internet. So at least GoFundMe had that name.
Right. There's some protection, some privacy, and some encryption to it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then little do they know it was the most untrusting probably platform.
But I've been noticing the guys are doing a live feed. They got that continuous live feed going on YouTube, and you know, you're able to, you know, donate through there too. You can do a super chat and get some.
Yeah, there's like two live feeds on YouTube out of all this. They're doing their big tech tricks, man. You watch the live feed and like they'll off the numbers up on the streams. It's just like, man, oh man, they will go to no length, whatever.
The current one that I'm kind of looking at, they have what YouTube says is they have 8,177 people watching right now on the stream.
Yeah, it's probably 800,000. I mean, it's, you know, because you can't even like, and none of the news media up here is telling the truth about it. Like, you go to these little clips and it's, you know,
well, Trudeau
like
called you, called them all terrorists, right?
Two news companies, CBC and CTV, and they're both $2 billion tax-funded organizations that are supposed to report the truth to the people.
Okay? Right.
$2 billion of tax money that goes to these two outlets.
But it's state-ran, though, right? I mean, the TV is obviously state-ran.
And then you only have two channels, so it's like Channel 1 and Channel 2. There you go.
There's
well, like of the big heavyweight. Of course, we got CNN and all the U.S. stuff, but I mean,
still
for
US
Canada,
based,
CBC and CTV, and that's always been the go-to.
Like, we'll read BBC articles too, but it's good to have like in your own country more than, you know, one or two news outlets, like major news outlets.
But
anyway,
that's the thing too. Then, and I noticed, you know, I saw some. I think it was on Sky News. They were talking about it. A couple British channels, news channels were talking about it. So it's definitely making waves,
think,
you know.
I think the people are getting people get their information from Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
that's like the only those dudes like that are the ones that are doing the most positive reporting for
Large amount of influence, and it's not really beholden to.
Big tech or anybody. He is his own person, which, you know, I would say right now, you know, you say Walter Cronkite was the most trusted man in news. I really think it's Joe Rogan now. I mean, he really kind of controls that news cycle.
Elon Musk tweeting about it.
He's definitely in it a lot.
I don't know about like him himself being, you know, it's like a news figure. Like, his main thing is that he gives, you know, other people a platform in which to
discuss different
their ideas.
Yeah, like, discuss different topics.
So it's, they focus way too much on Rogan himself. Like, ah, he doesn't know about this, he doesn't know about that. He's just an ape-like dumb pothead, whatever the fuck. So it's, they forget that, like, the reason for a lot of his influence and popularity is the people that he has on there. That just, yeah, all you have to do is sit down, you know, and sit down for 3 hours and tell me about, you know, whatever their field of expertise is.
Yeah, I mean, he does other things besides political things or stuff. I watched the whole one where
a little bit of everything.
He had Bob Lazar on, who the guy who exposed Area 51, which was interesting, but I still like, I don't know, man. Maybe you exposed Area 51, but I'm not sure about all the spaceships you may have worked on. You know? But Joe opened it up to the platform and let him speak.
Well, it's like, hey, listen, we've given you people 2.5 years and you failed miserably. So maybe it's time we start listening to other people. Is that?
Yeah, it's something wrong with
but
that.
It doesn't fit the narrative, and like it's so obvious. I mean, it's so obvious to us. We've been talking about this for years. But I mean, but you gotta remember, you gotta be patient. You gotta be patient with the sleepwalkers, man. Because like, holy shit, it just baffles my mind when I hear people. I seen this on CNN. It's like, oh my gosh, like seriously, is that? Is it still around?
Yeah, like, I know. Like the criminal news network. That's what I like to call it now.
Totally.
You know, the clown news network.
So I think that's been the most frustrating part. I mean, it's just, and then not like, you know, all the families that have separated over this bullshit, over this unvax. I mean, it's done a lot of damage on families. People losing their jobs because they don't want to get vaccinated. It just the mental health. I mean, the string of crime.
Crime is rampant down here.
Wow, it's just unbelievable. And like just, and they sit up there and they just push more boosters, more shots. It's like, holy shit, man. Like, and you know, I don't know. It's just like, wow.
Yeah.
But it's like the game is up. It's like you're taping. It's like your kid is stealing money or something out of your pocket. You catch him on camera and then he's busted and has to sit down and watch it. And then he still makes up lies that he didn't do it. And it's like, dude, you're on camera stealing money, man. Like,
exactly.
Get him out of that.
But the thing is, I've talked about it many times on this podcast, and it, you know, I feel like it's kind of this globalist movement across the world. And when you listen to Trudeau and you listen to Biden and you listen to other, you know, heads of state, they all talk the same language. You know, build back better, climate change.
It's like all you gotta do is listen to one person and the next, and like you're right, it's all the same sentences.
It's all the same sentences.
And the news and the media, it's like they're being read off a teleprompter, the same fucking sentence. It's like, holy shit.
An attack on our democracy.
I actually seen a video one time of how all the major news outlets are fed the same fucking thing, and they're actually saying word.
Oh yeah, I've seen that video too.
All the same shit.
Where like even like local news.
Biggest enemy to humanity. I can hear the horns going right now.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Nice
people.
Well, I think regardless of
keep on trucking.
I think regardless of whether or not there's like an active, you know, not conspiracy, but basically people conspiring together, getting together to, you know, push this one movement. I think it's just my personal opinion. I think there's less of that and more that. I know that they do get news from each other. I mean, a lot of the mainstream, you know, news organizations CNN, NBC and stuff, they'll get one person will write an op-ed and then the other news organization will write an article about that. And it looks like there's six different, you know, outlets saying the same thing, but they're really just all reading off of this one fucking person who threw together this article. And then by the time you get through four or five people saying it, there's enough people saying it, and it's like, oh, it must be true then.
Right.
You know, it's like.
Right, but then you have this, you know, this kind of, you know, this liberal left control of the media, who dictates it. So you have one guy who writes the piece, and then they all pick up on it, and you know,
yeah, it's insane. So like, it's everybody. There used to be like an actual standard for journalism, you know. I feel like in the past, and that's kind of
write your own
away.
Shit.
And it's basically
do your own work.
Everyone has a fucking college paper now, but these are, you know, adult people that are supposed to have, you know, some amount of professionalism. I just don't think that there's really much of anything left of that.
Right.
Again, why people, you know, like Joe Rogan are popular? It's because it cuts out some of the bullshit and the laziness and the fucking.
And Joe will tell you that he doesn't know sometimes he doesn't even know what he's getting into, and you know, yeah, he's decided to educate himself.
You should be able to pick up on that as a human being with a brain. It's like you don't have to blindly follow like everything that he says, and I think that's the way that they're promoting it. Like, oh no, he's like a cult leader.
He's telling them to take horse tranquilizers.
Yeah, stupid. It's like all you have to do.
It's like, you know. But what has mainstream media done? They've created the brainwash hypnosis. It's because people are leaving their whole agenda. So now it's the outrage of that whole system, right? And it's like, oh, it's a big threat. It's the biggest threat when that goes down the toilet, and you're left to actually think with your own fucking brain, and you go, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, they said 2 weeks, and now we're
2.5 years,
and you said, if I got double vaxxed, I could do things, and then, oh, no, now you need a third and a fucking fourth, and you can't fly here if you're not vaccinated. You can't take a train here if you're not vaccinated. You can't go to a restaurant, a movie. You can't do anything. It's like, holy shit, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's draconian.
It can't work. Like, it's like, you know, it's like, wow, man, like,
yeah, that's the biggest thing, is putting people out of work. Insanity, you know, right? We're talking about getting the world economy kicking again and moving in the right direction, and then you're demanding people not work, you know, or have them fired. So anybody with a common sense would say, well, that doesn't make any damn sense. You know, how are we going to get this thing fired back up if you're telling people they can't work because they haven't got the jab?
Isn't that still like an essential worker? I remember when this whole thing.
Yeah, that's the truckers too. Like, that's what the truckers were saying too. They're like, we were like praised as heroes at the beginning of the whole stupid thing, and now we're being villainized.
Because like when it first kicked off, you know, my mom, like, she still works. She works at a grocery store. She never stopped working during it. Like I had some time off. Like, you know, she didn't. So, but it's like before the vaccine, afterwards. So, like, considering that I believe the majority of truckers are already vaccinated, like, isn't this, and they're essential workers, you got supply shortages and supply chain shortages that we're dealing with.
Right.
Like, and does and it make
most
any
of it's because
sense?
Of the cross-border crossings between Canada and United States.
Yeah, it's all going in between Canada and the United States. And like, oh, you go to quarantine for 2 weeks. Well, when you have a supply shortage, you can't fucking do that. It's not reasonable. They're in the truck by themselves all fucking day. So it's like, you know,
they might pop off at the fucking Loves, the truck stop, and Loves, and take a dump and a moldy shower.
I don't believe any of the numbers they've reported. And I think that's the reason why they push it so hard here. Because if the numbers were accurate, they wouldn't be pushing as hard. I mean, dude, they're pushing, like, now they're like, they're spending millions of dollars on advertising of taxpayers' money. These pamphlets come into your door every week. Jesus. It's like, it's commercial. It's everywhere. Stupid. It's like, well, if you've already had 80% or whatever you're claiming is vaccinated, then why are you pushing so hard?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, so I don't believe a fucking thing that comes out of their fucking mouth. Not a word. I don't believe any politician in this country. I just don't believe them. Yeah. They're fucking liars.
Yeah,
that's
pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to sell us out, and that's a fact. I don't believe any of them. Like, right, left, I don't give a shit. They're all fucking criminals, in my opinion. Right. All of them.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if they would artificially inflate their vaccination numbers for truckers and then cause an issue. That's the part that doesn't really make as much sense to me. Is like, so why would you claim that the number is higher than it actually is? I get it in the general sense, like, oh, we want to make it look like more people have gotten vaccinated than actually have. But then when you turn around, you know, the whole trucker thing, especially sort of just talk about it, it's like, we're going to really push hard on this mandate thing, too. It's like, it's, I don't know, it's an odd,
it doesn't
odd coupling
make sense
of
in
decisions.
Any, in any way you try to loop it up, it just doesn't make sense.
Right.
None of it makes sense, but it does make sense, because when you're awake, you know the whole plot, and you know their end goal, right? I mean, it's complete. They want to break
the largest redistribution of wealth ever.
The system. They broke down small businesses, and then they give them loans. They get them in debt. It's like big banks are the buyers and the lenders of everything. And this is what's going on in the world. They're going to buy up all the debt. They're going to put you in debt. The middle class, that's what they're hitting. They're targeting the middle class.
Oh, yeah. Great job. Oh, yeah. It's the truth. They want to break the middle class.
Well, the middle class, yeah. I hate to say, has been broken for a minute.
Yeah, it's been broken, but I mean, they're really decades. Trying to kind of like really bring
but
it.
What
they want everybody poor.
You know, people that have been living in this middle class, mm-hmm. when they start to slip away from that, what do? They borrow, and then they get more in debt and more in debt just to maintain that title of being in the middle class.
Avarice.
It's a brilliant plan. Yeah. It's a brilliant plan, and they've done it great because they've
keeping up with the Joneses is the
so many people.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Last year, you know, I filed for bankruptcy, and it was the best thing I did, to be honest with you. I mean, because I knew I was like when I lost my job, you know, I was like, I need to file for bankruptcy right now. It's got to be.
Well, it's either bankruptcy
happen.
Or
but
you.
But then,
keep
but here's the bitch about the whole thing. Yeah. But here's the bitch about the whole thing. After the whole thing was finalized, guess what we get?
I don't know.
Fucking offers for credit cards and car loans and car loans. Oh, see, you just recently filed for bankruptcy. Let us help you get your credit back in line. I'm like, it just proves to you that it's a fucking farce.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, long story short, I had a credit card, like $300 that I didn't pay off, so I went to collections, and it's like I didn't make a payment, do anything, and I still, to this day, get fucking credit card offers from that company in the mail. It's like, why would you want my business? Like,
So dumb. It's like, you know how much money I owe Columbia House?
When I talk to really... people that are really asleep and they go, oh no, this is not what's happening. I'm like, they fucking tax you to eat, shit, sleep. They tax you to do everything. What makes you think that this system is on your side? That's all you got to say. And then they go, yes.
I read somewhere.
Like, fuck, man.
Yeah, I read a quote that said, you know, I lost my train of thought. Hold on a second. Oh, government's job is to extract your money.
Yeah, it is. It is, man. You know, we're in a pandemic, and then the guy raises carbon taxes here.
Right.
Yeah, you know, now it's the time.
Well, that even happened here in Nashville when Cooper took office and the pandemic breaks out. He raises the property tax to 37%. Yeah. A lot of people are pissed. It's like, great, we ain't working.
Canada signed a bill, and you can look into it after this, but I believe it's passed, but they can come in at any time and take your personal property. They can take your land. Really? They can take anything they want under this certain act that they've signed. It's fucking
crazy.
What's it called?
Yeah, you can check it out.
The bill? Or is it a bill they're trying to get passed? Or what is it like?
No, I believe
it's called,
passed.
It's called, take off, hoser.
Yeah, because I know, you know, I know every country is different as far as they handle stuff. So like here, it would have to be a pretty, substantial crime for them to like seize your property. I mean, they'll do it for like an investigation to find stuff.
If you're
like
a drug dealer, they're taking your shit.
Yeah, and they're gonna go through and see what they can find. But that's like, but even then,
but then they even have like certain laws where like
it's not just
if you even if you get arrested, a lot of times criminals or people say they get out of jail and they don't get their money back. Like they seize their money and found they were innocent or did not commit it or for a lesser crime and they don't give their money back. They just keep it.
Yeah, the civil asset forfeiture shit really needs to go. Yeah. That stuff that's in Arkansas, like they'll pull anyone without a state plates over for, you know, following too close is their thing always. And if you happen to be carrying money, which some people who like buy and sell vehicles and have to drive across state lines to go pick up a vehicle and so long they have cash with them, it's like, well, nope, you're just going to take it. No crime's been committed. You haven't done anything. But just on the off chance, we're going to take your money and we're going to tell you you can get it back, but almost nobody gets it back.
We're not giving it back.
Yeah. Then we're going to use that for our own shit. I'm like, nah, that's fucking theft. Yeah.
But I don't foresee like any kind of. Well, I mean, what's happening too, as far as breaking the middle class too, is that you have these investment groups like BlackRock and Vanguard going out and buying up single family homes.
Nobody should own a house.
You know, and driving the market up through the roof, so the common man really can't afford the house. So then they go in there, and they buy up neighborhoods, and then they rent them out. Turn it all into rentals.
So you're just paying endlessly.
But then it goes back into like the World Economics Forum slogan of "You'll own nothing and be happy." You know?
Yeah, it's a shitty slogan.
You know?
And there is some truth to that. If you don't own anything, you know you have nothing to worry about. But you're not going to own nothing. You're going to be renting.
You're going to be renting from them. So,
yeah, it's not like this. Trying to get you to picture a world that's never really going to exist. Right. Yeah.
But so slowly they're just more and more. And it's like even with, as soon as Cooper, here in Nashville raised, the property tax 37%, all of a sudden now he's going to build, he's building,
fuck,
he raised it to 37%. And then all of a sudden, all of a sudden now we're having all this government subsidized housing showing up everywhere, as they like to call it here, affordable housing now.
Yeah.
It's no longer Section 8 housing. It's, affordable housing.
It's shitty housing. Yeah.
But, yeah, it keeps showing up at these fucking apartment complex. I forget the company who's building them, but I was trying to find out, who's involved in that. So I'm sure somebody's making them a ton of money.
And that's crazy because, when I was doing the work for the door company, it was we were putting up a lot of buildings outside of Nashville, but in East Nashville too, on those tall and skinny buildings.
Yeah.
Even with the property taxes, people are
still
building
shit, right?
And the cost of materials, and people are still fucking scrambling to get over here,
right?
And nobody can fucking afford to buy anything. It's like, yeah,
yeah. I mean, if I sold my house now, yeah, great, but I'm still gonna go pay if I can find one.
You'll live that sweet
the same
van
amount
life
that I just sold my house for, so I'm just flat, flat. The only thing I could do is, if I was going to make money, is just sell it and not buy another house.
Yeah. Get a cabin in the woods. Get an RV.
get an RV. There we go. There's an RV, Clark.
Yeah, get in the family truckster go cross country.
I could live in an RV. There's some pretty nice ones.
Yeah, Ron White's RV. I'm sure that one's nice.
I could probably live in
full
one.
Bar.
I don't need a lot. I just need a place to sleep and a bathroom and a refrigerator.
Yeah,
you
get a little shower in there and you just get to stop.
And it's like when times comes up, you're like, well, I'm out.
Yeah.
Peace. I'm going to go plug in somewhere else.
Where's the least fucked up? We're going to the Badlands. There's nobody out there.
That's right.
And you'll drive around. That was actually an old boss of mine. That was something he was doing. He was picking up certain things, starting to sell stuff off.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to retire, and then get an RV, and him and his wife are just going to drive around the
country.
That's
what my mom's great uncle did. They just bought an RV and just traveled around.
Yeah.
They still had a house. They had their house because it was paid off.
Old
school, paying houses off living in them for, God knows how long.
As long as you can.
Taking care of them. And they just go out and drive around in an RV, park in our driveway.
Awesome.
We'd plug in and they just hang out for a couple weeks and then take off. And, they really weren't a bother. I mean, they didn't want to hang out. They just stayed in the RV or did their own thing. And
what you would do anyway if you're at home. You're like, I don't really feel like doing anything
today.
Yeah, I like the idea of stability and living somewhere. But I imagine when you get to that age, you're like, you know what? It's like, am I really just going to sit here for the rest of the time? Like, fuck it. I'm going to go see some stuff.
Yeah.
You
know, he's like, I'm retired. He's like, I'm retired. I'm seeing the country. I've been driving around pulling into campsites
I think that's something you have to do both when you're younger and then when you get old.
Yeah. Finish up the bucket list.
Yeah. Go through two stints of just heavy traveling. Try to absorb stuff.
That's what's going on in Canada. Some heavy traveling.
Yeah, there is.
Guinness Book of World Records. It said it's the largest convoy.
So
the largest convoy.
Right? Like,
it's the largest
in all
convoy.
Of California than all of Canada. But Canada is bigger.
So, landmass.
I mean, it's a trip across Vancouver. It took them a week, right? From Vancouver to Ottawa.
That's hauling it. Like, for me to get there in Alberta right now, it would probably be a 4 or 5 day ride.
Yeah.
Drive.
Right.
They
were fucking.
And now with the winter roads, right?
Oh,
it's not easy driving.
Ice road trucking out there.
You got to go through Northern Ontario and all that. I mean, you got wildlife fucking ass.
That's 30 fucking below.
Yeah.
Crazy ass climate change going on.
It depends.
At least traveling with convoy, you're pretty safe,
right?
Because people are going to stop and help you.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have plenty of help. And you can tell I've seen all the video and I've watched the live feeds. And, I mean, this is the true definition of a peaceful protest.
Yeah.
It is.
Nothing's gotten lit on fire.
No.
Nobody's gotten fucking clubbed.
No. I think
they're raving too. So
they were raving. I was watching some of that. They had they were
ecstasy and drunk
pumping the beats, pumping the beats.
Well, there's going to be alcohol.
Well, there's going to be alcohol. Here we go. This is them. This is live.
I think I think the only thing I've heard so far is allegedly somebody threw an empty beer can at a reporter, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, which is probably because I think they were taunting them, weren't they?
I don't know, but it's... Like, if that's... I don't give a shit.
Yeah, a reporter claimed he got spit on because CBC was setting up their camera in the opposite direction of the crowd and then saying that there was fucking, like, 100 people there behind them there was, like, 20,000 people or some shit, so everybody just start going after them.
It would be really tempting if they had the cameras turned around to, like, sneak up behind them, like, run around, just grab the camera and, like, turn it around real quick.
But there you go, you know. Live in Canada right now, you know. They're just out walking. The guy's just out walking around, and
yeah, it's cool.
We're witnessing history right here. This is history. This will be something to be talked about, you know. Yeah. And when it all started,
they said once they fix it here,
they're heading to Washington D.C. Right? That's correct, right?
Well, they already started in Europe.
Yeah,
the truckers are already
right. The truckers in Europe are doing it. So
doing their thing. And but yeah, there's memes everywhere of going to Washington after. And
yeah,
I know, man, they're
starting one.
It's a whole different playing field down there, right?
Yeah,
like, that's a whole different world, and it's like, they're crazy. They'll do anything.
They'll do anything to hold their power.
But it is a little bit different here, just in the sense of.
Looks like they're gonna have a barn raising. They got a whole rig that's got a whole load of lumber on it.
Less people, right?
What the hell is that?
That's
trailer.
Got a little camper there. Love camper.
Tiny.
Are you guys together?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're here together. Okay. We always do it together.
Yeah, we've never done a separate.
No.
Except when Patrick calls in sometimes.
Except when Patrick calls in, or you. You know, we did it over the phone with Christian.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes, other people. I'll always be here, though.
Yeah.
In person.
But yeah, it's a pretty amazing sight, you know. I'm glad you guys I'm glad this happened, you know. Actually, I think it's, you know, even though that the mainstream media here in America doesn't even talk about it,
his half brother came out last night on Rumble. Now this guy has spoken out against this for years, and he's a big Bitcoin fanatic
Trudeau.
And free loving hippie type dude. It's his half brother, okay?
Yeah.
He came out last night on Rumble on this interview. And it's the one I sent you. But anyway, he was like, you know, he was laying it down, and he's like, you know, he needs to get out. He is a frog in a boiling pot of water, and he just needs to surrender.
I like the frog term, yeah.
And then at the end of it, he freaking
for
goes,
the frogs
they
to
go,
fall.
Where do you think he is? And he gives the freaking name of the lake, and he's like, there's one way in and one way out. And then the interview quits.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
And that's on Rumble, too.
He just, like, goes off, and he's like, you know, he's talking about Klaus Schwab and all these guys, and he's like, he's easily influenced. He's a charmer. And, like,
the
they've
next
taken advantage.
The fourth industrial revolution.
You know, your blood's selling you out. You know it's bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, half brother though. Still,
yeah,
there could
know.
Be some
it
blood.
Depends.
There could just be bad blood.
Some people really don't like their family members either, and it's like I could see it.
Yeah. he talks really highly of him, and throughout the interview, like, you got to watch it. It's pretty cool, and he's not like I said. This guy, I've watched him before throughout the years and stuff like that. And he's always been definitely the black sheep of the family, and but you know.
Biden of the family.
Wow. calls out his mom too in the interview. Margaret Trudeau, who's been known to work her way around the world.
And, what are you saying? Oh, she's a whore mother.
Yeah,
you got a whore for a mother.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. Like you know. I don't know what he's gonna do. I don't see a way that he has a way when you run and you hide.
Well, he has COVID. He was exposed to COVID.
He said he was exposed to COVID.
He's gonna go quarantine for 5 days.
Person, and you're more people that liked you and were waiting for you and supported you, and now you run and you're nowhere to be heard or seen. And when are you gonna come back out on it?
I would think his strategy.
Once
you've
done that coward move, man, it's game over, in my opinion.
I agree.
But I don't underestimate. I don't have good feelings about what's about to happen, because even if they even if he does resign or some shit like that, like, I believe that we are in for some of the craziest, worst times that we could ever imagine.
Yeah, I think things are going to get starting to get lively.
To get this thing. They'll go there. Like, if we have a cyber attack that blocks out the internet, like that in itself will bring down. Like, everything now is run off the internet. All businesses, your gas signs at the fucking gas station.
It's all computerized. We know.
The internet for prices.
Yeah, we've had everything. Local, like, you know, localized stuff like that happen, not like a cyber attack stuff, but like the system, the internet systems go down, like the Nashville
with the bombing, you know, when we had the bombing, it knocked out AT&T for three states, you know,
phone and internet, you know,
phone and internet just poof, gone.
Wow.
Yeah,
and yeah,
it's I was really on Verizon.
But I mean, you know, you can see how big of an impact.
Is like, then if that's all knocked out, what do you have left? You know that they're going to come back on the old mainstream media, and then you're going to have to
tell you what you got to tell you what you
right
got to do.
The whole game is you got to keep these sheep awake. Even if they fall asleep, then it's like you're right back to where you started.
Well, even if something like that were to happen, it would shut everything down. You'd always have to think about how long it would be shut down. Is it going to be shut down permanently? That's really hard to do, especially with the structure there. All it would take is somebody to be able to utilize it, so it depend on how they shut it down. Like, there's I'd be willing to bet the Department of Defense that would have something, you know, in line if there was, like, let's say from Russia, you know, some shit really goes downhill with that, or, you know, North Korea finally figures out how to use the internet, and then they can do something. So, you know, it's a possibility.
I'm not worried about those countries. I'm worried about our own leaders in this country and your country, because that's the biggest threat right now to everybody. Is what's happening here with these people, because they're not agree. they've sold out and they'll do anything to push the agenda
and keep their power. I'm not worried about Putin. Even like,
it's the whole thing with Ukraine that's kicking off, and they don't know what our involvement is going to be in it, which I'm not necessarily like, I'm not for a, you know, boots on the ground, or obviously with Russia, that would be devastating to everywhere.
Yeah,
you know, World War.
But
stuff.
Even the Ukrainian president was like, "Hey, maybe the West should just calm the fuck down. Let us handle our business."
Yeah, you know, well, I'd say we throw in some sort of support.
Fine with the support and everything, whatever. But you know, but I think really what it, you know, I don't know, comes down to. I mean, Obama let Crimea go.
Yeah,
you know,
so
and just
Putin
like, oh, we shanked
Ukraine
him.
Go,
you know,
Biden might let
but Ukraine I but go. I but I understand okay. the Russians, you know, fucking, you know, when your enemy builds up troops right across your border, what do you do? You know, you build up troops and like, hey,
let's go to war when we just came.
But
I don't think Putin wants war. Putin could afford a war right now.
No, I think there'd be a lot of posturing.
I mean, that's always been the problem with like a lot of the Russian involvements in wars, is that they can't sustain them. Because they ended up, you know, they break their fragile economy so easily.
Well, after the Soviet, you know, fall of the Soviet Union and everything, they really haven't exactly financially recovered. They've recovered to some degree, but it's so fucking like corrupt and shit there that
it's never gonna be right.
Mm-mm.
And they're gonna have corrupt generals inside of the the military.
That's the scary part, right? The scary part. It's how much corruption is going on in that whole part of the heart?
Ukraine is one of the most corrupt regions of the world.
The end of the line is like, if your military turns on you, fuck.
Yeah, well, we know what happens. You have the Soviet Union. That's what happened to that. But but the Ukraine is very corrupt. And
goes back to the one world order. That's scary to think about.
But we're out protecting, you know, other borders and the sovereignty of other countries while we just leave our southern border open to a heavy influx of illegal migrants that they're shipping out across the United States that nobody really talks about.
Well, it's an issue even if you're actually trying to solve it, nobody wants to touch, because they don't want to be the guy who, like, if it gets fucked up, that they get blamed. Because it's all about gaining re-election. So it's, you know, I'd say that even, like, by the standards of Trump, he did a few things, but he didn't really...
Right.
Like, it wasn't, you know, what he pushed and what he ended up doing, the two separate things, just like any other politician. Like, the southern border is not as... far from fixed, like when he left.
Right. I mean, he definitely had a domestic. I mean, I agreed with his, you know, stay in Mexico policy.
Yeah.
You know, vet through there.
He didn't do nothing. He did something.
Right. So. You know, and and, you know, just kind of reduce that immigration, which stopped the flow of people just trying to, like, run across the border and shit, you know? As Taco Bell used to say, make a run for the border. That might be deemed racist now.
Yeah.
So they went with Yokero, yeah. Taco Bell.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not going to view you as racist. They had a Mexican talking chihuahua.
Yeah.
That dog is dead.
Yeah, that dog's been dead for years. Yeah. The little stupid chihuahuas.
New ones in there. Yeah, I'm not a big chihuahua fan.
Yeah.
You can spin the story and make anything racist.
Yep.
Like, if you want to. That's when you've lost your humor and you've lost the ability to laugh because you get fear in you. And you've seen it. They've done it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, cancel culture.
We've talked about the kind of, like, you know,
like,
the assault.
I'm not racist. I just think everything that's funny is funny.
Yeah. We've talked about the assault on comedy on this show.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're right. If you want to find, you can find offense in anything if you look hard enough.
Yeah.
Like, if that's your main motivation.
Spin it around.
And it has put a damper on comedy. I do think, you know, just because I do view a lot of comedy, I think a lot of people, like, even in general, like, you know, more moderate people on the left are like, yeah, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to say retarded again. Like, we're going
to say retarded.
Taking that word back. Because nobody's like, you know, like a guy with Down syndrome being like, retard. Like, that's obviously wrong. We know that.
Yeah.
Like, we understand that as a society. Yeah. So we don't have to make this unnecessary distinction when I call somebody retarded.
Yeah. But talking about your buddy or your stupid ass fucking coworker, you know, they might be retarded.
Oh, you're telling me nobody on Joe Biden's fucking team hasn't called him a retard?
Oh, sure. He has used the phrase many times. Sure, that's how he refers to some people around him. Like, retard.
Goddamn retard. I mean, Joe Biden calls reporters sons of bitches. So,
yeah.
So,
this is also, this is
stupid sons of bitches.
Pet and leg hair guy. I'm sure he's said many a thing that would, you know, be cancelable now. It's just not.
He's a mess, man.
You ain't black if you don't vote for me.
God.
He's not the best.
You ain't black if you don't vote for me.
Man.
But all in all, it's, you know, considering the other parts in the world, I would say being in the United States, in the Tennessee area, like, through COVID,
we've been very fortunate.
Yeah,
we
never really had it super bad in some places.
No, so. I mean, yeah, we masked up and, you know, it did get shut down. I don't know, probably for about a couple months, you know. It was pretty quiet, but then they kind of like, they're like, whatever. And then they started pushing in percentages, and then...
Yeah, they tried for a little bit to get a little too crazy, especially down in Nashville, and then it kind of let up, and then everybody just, you know, it would kind of waver back and forth depending on what was going on, but overall, compared to the rest of the country, places that are just losing their shit.
Yeah, it's pretty mild here, you know, I mean, it was pretty mild.
Well, we're...
I mean, nobody got shamed for not wearing them.
When you've got the gun held to your head to do this and that, and it goes on for 2.5 years, you just... kind of accept it,
right?
And that's what this whole shock thing was. It's like, no, we're not taking this anymore. This is absolutely bullshit. You've lied through your fucking teeth. Your science.
That's the biggest thing is, you know, the lies always come to the top. They always come out. It's funny how they do. You know,
it's just like
the slime rises.
Like, the authoritarian type behavior is so fucking politically disadvantageous now that I don't understand. I mean, I understand why people still do it, but it's like, I don't know, it's like reaching your hand, like, on the stove when it's hot, and you're like, ah! And it's like a couple seconds go by, and they just reach back in there, ah! I'm like, why do you keep doing that? It's like, it's not getting you the result that you want, and at this point, I don't even know what you're trying to do.
It's like, I'm talking about kind of like dumbass shit. Like,
gaining more support for the, you know, the opposing side, the resistance type side.
But some other things, I guess, back to like local shit, like I read the other day that, you know, Mayor Cooper has initiated a program called Traffic Calming. And if you want to join up, you can sign up and be and help calm the traffic in Nashville, apparently. And I just thought to myself, like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It sounds
so fucking stupid.
Taxpayer money?
Yeah, taxpayer money. And
yeah,
I was like,
I was like,
what are you going to do? You're going to hire a bunch of Karens?
Yeah,
put them at
wondering.
An intersection, have them yell at people?
They're going to get abused.
You're just gonna have somebody in a robin's egg blue car because it's the most non-threatening color, drive 55 miles an hour down the fucking interstate, and then somebody's gonna fucking put a round through the windshield because they're gonna lose their goddamn mind. It's
what the hell is traffic? I was like, this is the stupidest. This is the most ridiculous.
Although thing I have I've ever seen you'll have a couple cop cars that'll get on the interstate and they'll be like three abreast and they're driving slower, you know.
Yeah, like, hey, let's slow it down.
So that's
we're
it,
not giving you a ticket.
Annoying, but yeah, that's hopefully that's what they mean, and they're not going to start employing people to like get out there and calm them down. Like, you just call you 12 minutes later, like, I got shot,
pointing at them. You need to calm down. You need to slow down. Like, while they're doing 100 with them, like, slow down. Yeah. You need to slow down.
There's like, so many terrible drivers. Like, the terrible drivers from Los Angeles came here. So you have, like, entitled, airheaded people, and then, like, people from Texas that try to drive 2,000 miles an hour, and then coupled with, like, a 70-year-old woman from Tennessee or anyone from Kentucky doing 20 over or 20 under in the left lane, fucking that thing up.
That's me.
And like everybody is just, it's like these crashing waves of different types of stupid, and everybody's just losing their fucking shit.
So there's a lot of people from LA there now?
There's a good chunk of California.
Yeah, it started happening like when I moved here, like, 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, big, pretty large chunk.
So they bring in their political beliefs with them too.
I mean, you know, Davidson County is a blue city in a red state.
Yeah,
you can say I say mostly they do. Like L.A., yeah, you about know what you're gonna get. I mean, you're gonna get just a lot urine. Of the same, like, people who are really neurotic and really stupid.
You're gonna get some urine.
But then, like, other people from like San Diego or Temecula move here, and they're actually, that's more conservative. Than anything. Yeah, so I would say it's like 80-20.
I'd say it's a good mix. But so far, so good. Like I said, Mayor Cooper does some dumbass shit, but, you know, I mean, I may not live in Davidson County, but he definitely affects, like, you know, things that happen around because I'm
Driving the fucking taxes up.
He keeps driving the taxes up, which is, you know.
Wow.
But here's my thing. It's like you're creating all this affordable housing. And it's like, and all I'm seeing is the homeless population continue to rise in and around Nashville.
I live in the
every day. There's a new you know, homeless person that's with the other five.
Oh, yeah,
the
they're multiplying.
They're
yeah.
multiplying.
Yeah, they multiply.
It's not
fast.
Like it's like you Rabbits. Know, your policies aren't fixing anything.
No, I mean, it's the same policies that they have in Southern California, and there's tent cities everywhere. Yeah. You can't walk down the fucking street in some places without, you know, stepping over homeless people.
Right.
It's, yeah, let's have that. And, like, it happens in all the cities where a lot of people moved in. So, like, Denver, Austin, Portland, Boston, here. Right.
But they're really just kicking out, like, you know, a good percentage of them are actual people who need real fucking help.
Yes.
You know,
there is an aspect of that for sure.
Who really needs help, you know, like the last week when I was working over at a place and you know, this guy comes up and I could barely understand what he was saying, but you could definitely tell there was something wrong, you know, like, and I figured it out, you know, he was saying, I'm homeless and I'm hungry. And, well, I'm like, well, we're going to feed you for sure.
Yeah.
And it pissed me off. I'm like, here's a guy who fucking legitimately needs help.
Yep.
You know? And here he is on the street.
Yep.
You know? Because you know why? Because you create this system where, you know, it's basic like, why don't you just go die?
Yeah. You know? Well, it's like it's that. There's a lot of mental illness. And then it's a lot of like... like drug users like that. So maybe we could, you know, take my fucking more open, you know, stance to the whole thing and say that we need to decriminalize a lot of stuff. It doesn't mean legalize, but we just need to stop arresting people who are just fucking plain addicted and try to get, right. You know, we have this whole opioid crisis that fucking destroyed, you know, places around where I used to live in the Northeast. Like it's
many lives.
Yeah.
And these are the same people giving us vaccines. Tell us everything's good. Everything's good, man.
Yeah,
hey.
the opioid crisis.
Those Oxycontins, are not addictive. Trust me.
You can use them for anything. Hey. Got some thumb pain? Here you go. Here's some Oxy 80s. If I can take the edge off.
stub your toe.
How long? When was the major
It was really, you know, I would say probably 90s? About the end of the 90s. Well, the OxyContin came out in the at the end of the 80s,
beginning of the 90s. For it.
And yeah. It really, like the addiction problem really showed up probably about towards the end of the 90s and then rolling into through the
2000s. And yeah. Then like, yeah, yeah, I think by the financial crisis, it had ran its course and kind of, you know, then we just had the next problem.
Yeah. But yeah, so these are the same people that we're supposed to trust, you know.
Well, anytime that something is kind of is government funded by private organizations, I'm all about like checks and balances and opposing sides. But that sort of hybrid system in any fashion doesn't seem to work because the private interest is going to act in their interest. So when the government's funding them, they have this, you know, relatively unlimited amount of money that they can get as long as they can, you know, convince whatever.
Yeah, they're still government blowing
official.
Horns.
Thought that was outside for a second. Yeah. The government official that they need it. So it's like, it's such a shit system. I think that's what led to the opioid crisis. Yeah. And it's, you know, financial system. Those guys, like Bernie Madoff, like, oh, they caught him. Like, good. Yeah, it's way after anything. Like, nobody got any sort of like restitution from that.
No. That's, no. Everybody just got fucked.
Yeah.
And he went off to white collar prison.
So this, yeah, it's definitely preferential.
Hey, I'm just gonna step out for a minute. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. We can take a break though. We can take a break. Hey, damn it, we missed him. Well, we're gonna take a break anyway. Okay. I gotta pee.
That's
we've
fine.
Been going for a while. So if he comes back on, just tell him we're taking a break.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back. Thank God for the Canadian truckers out there. Out there starting a movement. So, you know, maybe he's back. I don't know. Let's see. Anyway, we'll be back.